News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Let's talk to Seamus McGrath, who is the Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central, because he is going to talk about an attempt he's making to combat the challenge that's thrown up by drink spiking. Seamus McGrath, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for having me on.
How widespread a problem is this, Seamus?
Yeah, so I suppose that is part of the issue here. I think we don't have sufficient data in relation to the incidence of spiking. So as you know, spiking is where a drug is administered on an individual without their consent, without their knowledge, and designed to make them vulnerable, designed to, you know, make them have less self-control and less self-awareness. It can have catastrophic consequences, obviously, resulting in serious sexual assault, for example. To me, it's one of the most sinister crimes that can be carried out, generally done by predators, for example. So it is extremely serious, but I believe there is a lack of information in terms of the overall incidence of this crime. So I would have asked for some figures, for example, in the 3-year period between 2022 and 2024, and there were over 200 reports of spiking to An Garda Síochána, but there were less than 5 of those incidents resulted in prosecutions being initiated. So there's a significant need to tidy up the law in this area and to strengthen the law in this area. And I think there needs to be better quorum.
It does happen, and I don't want to take away from anyone who feels like it has happened to them, but when you speak to doctors, particularly doctors in emergency departments, they make the point that the most common drug for spiking is alcohol itself, that people overconsume alcohol, and then something, God forbid, might happen, but the alcohol that was consumed is more likely to have been the cause than the drink being spiked.
Yeah, and I think that is part of the issue here, Jonathan, that, you know, there probably is doubt cast on individuals and victims when they do present in a healthcare scenario. And look, in some instances, of course, there may be validity to that, but very often there may not be. And I think there does need to be greater samples taken, for example, greater testing done. I think that is central to this. And if we do not increase the testing process here, we will not simply know the scale of the problem in relation to spiking. So it's not just spiking of drinks, for example. We know of injections taking place in busy nighttime scenes, for example, where your shoulder can be spiked and can be jabbed.
But does that happen? Because I don't want to kind of get into a moral panic over something that may or may not be happening, because there's lots of parents listening right now who will be horrified at the thought of their young daughter or indeed their young son falling victim to this. Is this documented as actually happening?
No, it is happening. There's no question about it. And I would have become aware of individual cases where this has happened. I'm sure doctors in emergency departments will verify that this does happen. None of us want to, you know, be involved in scaremongering here, but there's no doubt about it. It does happen. Those involved in the nighttime economy will also verify it. And to be fair, many venue owners, pubs and nightclub owners do work in this area and do try to coordinate with other service providers in this area. You take, for example, the likes of Mary Crilly in Cork, who's done outstanding work in the Sexual Violence Centre. Mary has been a strong advocate for a greater and stronger strategy in relation to spiking and has been working closely with those in the nighttime economy, for example, doing things like the Safe Gigs Initiative and so on. So look, it does happen. There's no question about it. I do think there's underreporting here. I do think in many cases people will have friends around them. They're lucky enough to have people around them who will protect them. And very often they do not present at hospital, for example. They simply take them into a safe place, bring them home, whatever. So I think there are issues there around capturing exactly the amount of this that is taking place out there. But it does happen, and the fact that there were over 200 incidents reported in that 3-year period, but unfortunately fewer than 5 of those made it into a prosecution, and I don't actually have the information in terms of how many of those 5 actually resulted in a conviction, for example. We need to strengthen the laws here, Jonathan, and the programme for government does state that the minister's intention is to strengthen the laws here. So currently there isn't a standalone offence in relation to spiking. Any prosecution will be brought under the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act 1997. It generally would be under the offence of poisoning, for example. But I think we need a standalone offence for spiking. That will give it the recognition that it deserves in terms of how catastrophic an offence it can be on an individual. It's a gross invasion on that individual's self-control, as I say. So we need to do that, and that's what I'm trying to push the minister to ensure that we get that standalone offence. But in association with that, I think we need greater coordination between the health service and the police service so that there's greater testing, there's greater sampling done. And I think we do have to be careful not to cast out on individuals when they believe they're spiked.
We need the data to back that up. Seamus McGrath, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central. Thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.